What is going on, you guys? I'm your host, Stacey Cole Morgan, and you are listening to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast here on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Good Pod HQ, or wherever you find your preferred podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, today we are talking about the comeback potentially of Complexity Gaming. This was just announced after the GameSquare Phase deal went through, where GameSquare bought Phase. And then after that, Complexity Gaming was just bought back by former CEO and now current CEO, Jason Lake. Also, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the last weekend of CDL Major 2 online qualifiers, week 5. What top 3 matches to look out forward to, CDL points standing updates, and so much more. Also in today's podcast, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the newly announced quarterback signing for the Atlanta Falcons and Kirk Cousins. So without any further delay, let's go to get straight into today's action.
The following is a presentation of the Bellyup Sports Media Network.
Welcome to the Morgan Man Sports Podcast. I'm your host, Stacey Cole Morgan. Here on the Morgan Man Sports Podcast, we talk Atlanta Falcons news, pregame predictions, and all other news surrounding the Atlanta Falcons.
Touchdown, Atlanta!
Also on the podcast, we talk Call of Duty League, esports covering Roster Mania, major predictions, COD champs, player trades, and much more to get you ready for every single CDL weekend.
Scuff goes through, and Scuff says, wins the 101 in Optic with the reverse sweep.
If that sounds good with you, put on your Falcons jersey, grab your gaming headset, and let's get the show started. All right, guys, so to kick things off, we are talking about Jason Lake buying back Complexity Gaming. After the GameSquare / Phase deal went through, Jason is taking back control of the storied COD team. And a lot of people are already on the boat of saying, could we see a COL back in COD again someday? And that is a good question, because Complexity Gaming was one of the top tier Call of Duty esports teams there was. Of course, outside of like Optic and Envy and like Luminosity and all them, which, I mean, those teams are still around. Well, you know, Optic and Envy, you know, they're merged together, but for just the Call of Duty side of things. But still, though, I would love to see a Complexity comeback, a COL in the CDL, pretty much. And to break it down just a little bit further right here, guys, I am reading this on Axos.com/pro-media-deals. GameSquare sells Complexity Esports. So the article will be down in the description below for you guys to check that out. So this is in the article right here. GameSquare Holdings has agreed to sell esports team Complexity Gaming for $10.4 million in cash to an investor group led by the team's founder and CEO. Why it matters, the sale clears the way for GameSquare to buy a larger team and avoid esports restrictions to prevent a single owner from running more than one at the same time. Zoom in. Complexity founder and CEO Jason Lake is buying back the team's parent organization, Next Gen Tech, through an investor group that he now leads, Global Esports Properties. These are some bullet points. The company said the deal is expected to close shortly after receiving approval from the TSX Venture Exchange. GameSquare is also traded on the NASDAQ with a market value of $27 million. By the numbers, GameSquare, acquired Complexity for $27 million in stock in 2021. Complexity sales increased from $3.4 million in 2021 to $9.5 million in 2022, GameSquare says. CEO Justin Kenya said Complexity's aggregate, if I'm pronouncing that right, social followers grew 10 times before 21 and 22. While it is bittersweet to sell Complexity, there is no one better suited to take over than Jason and his team, Kenya said in a statement. Between the lines, GameSquare is in the process of buying FaZe Clan, another esports team, the GameSquare that could be the owner of two esports teams at the same time, spark concern ahead of the industry's Counter-Strike tournaments. More bullet points in between the lines. The FaZe deal is expected to close in the coming days, GameSquare said. Kenya tells Axios the GameSquare considered a licensing deal and other strategies to keep Complexity, but the timing of the upcoming Esports World Cup and other challengers made it tough. For the zoom out, Kenya said GameSquare did not seek other buyers and was satisfied by this all-cash deal. He joined GameSquare as CEO in early 2021 after previously serving as CFO for FaZe. The big picture, in addition to owning esports team and management talent, GameSquare is also works with brands and publishers on larger gaming initiatives. GameSquare merged with Engine Gaming and Media, which owns data analytics company Stream Hatchet, last year. It also hired Twitch streamer Tyler Ninja as its chief innovation officer. It recently worked with MasterCard on a custom Fortnite experience. Kenya says he expects the FaZe deal to open more doors. So definitely there is a lot of wins going around right now, according to this article from Jason Lake, who will get his old team back. And GameSquare is looking at the bigger picture with FaZe and expanding FaZe's horizon. So definitely all in all, I think this is a great signing right here. And Jason Lake could, again, potentially get a hair up his, you know, rear end, as we say down here in the South, that he could say, you know what, fuck it, we're going to make a Call of Duty League team. You know, we're not going to go through challengers. We're going to make an actual team, and that would be the 13th team in the CDL, which would be brand new, and that would be so refreshing. But we'll have to wait to the end of the season to make sure that the CDL is still going to be a thing, because the Overwatch League is no longer a thing through Activision Blizzard. Now you got the Overwatch Championship Series, which is totally different from OWL style format. So not getting too much into that one right there. So guys, what do you think about Jason Lake buying back his old team in Complexity Gaming? And do you think Jason Lake will bring back competitive Call of Duty to COL? Now we're switching on over, ladies and gentlemen, to the CDL point standings going into week 5, the last weekend, as a matter of fact, of the Major 2 online qualifiers. So coming at first place is still the Toronto Ultra, despite having some rough losses this past weekend. They are sitting at 14-3 for a total win-loss ratio with 200 CDL point standings, and FaZe is just 5 points behind them, sitting at 195 CDL points with a 15-3 overall record. What does separate Toronto and Atlanta as far as 1 and 2 position is concerned is their game loss ratio. Their game loss ratio, I mean, it's just slightly above. I mean, it's just like 42% above Atlanta. And that's why Toronto does hold that first place spot. So if you're FaZe, you're hoping that the LA Thieves can make some moves this weekend and defeat the Toronto Ultra. And that gives FaZe the first place spot now since the Major 1 halfway through that tournament, right in there. Optic coming off a huge weekend defeating the Toronto Ultra, sitting at 160 CDL points. Coming at number 4 is the New York Subliners with 120. Then after that, Minnesota Rocker sitting at 5 with 85. Seattle Surge at 6 with 70. Hertix with 60 at 7. And Vegas Legion overlapping the LA Gorillas, which I knew it was coming within the following weeks, sitting at number 8 with 55 CDL points. Your playoff qualification cutoff, if the CDL World Series were to start today, you would have the Los Angeles Thieves right at that cutoff mark with 50 CDL points, LA Gorillas with 50, Carolina Royal Ravens sitting at 45, and the Boston Breach sitting at 40 CDL points, dead last in the CDL. So nothing really surprising right here, guys. I am, though, however, surprised with the Vegas Legion finally coming alive. Now, they can work on their mat win-loss ratio right now with a 5-9 record. Definitely wouldn't be good enough to really get you far, but hey, who knows? There has been fairy tales in all sports, so it could be something. But we're only halfway through the season almost, so things could drastically change. The Miami Heretics, definitely they looked like a better team this past weekend when they faced off against the Carolina Royal Ravens. Now, that control definitely was a little sloppy, I will say, but for the most part, definitely they look like the Heretics from the Major 1 tournament, who was sitting currently at second or third place, undefeated over all the other teams. So you're sitting here thinking, okay, that's a huge drop off, but now if they're going to come back and look like they did at the beginning of the season, we're chill right now. So definitely the Heretics has got to win this weekend against the Rocker and just, again, win out this weekend and at least make it through maybe to at least elimination finals, I'm going to have to say, in the Major 2 tournament. Now we are going to go on to the full weekend slate right here. So Friday, March 15th, there are two matches. Seattle Surge take on the Vegas Legion, and the Los Angeles Gorillas taking on the Los Angeles Thieves. Definitely that is third on my top three matches to watch out for this weekend. So I will talk more into that when we get to that part of the subject right there. Saturday, March 16th, there are three matches scheduled. Coming at first is the Carolina Royal Ravens taking on the Vegas Legion. Minnesota Rocker taking on the Miami Heretics, who is currently second on my top three matches for the weekend. And then finally, in the main event, you have the Toronto Ultra taking on the Los Angeles Thieves. And for Sunday, there are three matches slated for action. Atlanta FaZe taking on the Los Angeles Gorillas. Seattle Surge taking on the Boston Breach. And coming in at number one in my top three matches for this weekend is the New York Subliners taking on the Optic Texas Squad. Guys, this is a great weekend for a lot of teams to really prove themselves worthy of, hey, I got a shot at the Major 2 tournament trophy. Let's fucking go. So there's a lot of hype going around in this weekend. There's a lot of matches to look forward to. But yes, your top three matches, according to your boy here, Morgan Mann, Optic Texas versus New York Subliners, Minnesota Rocker versus the Miami Heretics, and the Los Angeles Gorillas taking on the LA Thieves. Now, why do I have the Thieves and the Gorillas? Well, this is a good point. They're sitting at 9 and 10 apiece right now in, you know, CDL points rankings. So whoever wins that is definitely going to be swapping between 10th or 9th, or 9th or 10th, you know, however the chain's going to go, not 9th or 10th. So the LA Thieves do win. They're still sitting at number 9. Currently, as of right now, but if the Los Angeles Gorillas do win against the LA Thieves, they will take that number 9 spot and just be right at that cutoff point. So you definitely know both teams are going to bring their A game this weekend. Rocker versus Heretics. Definitely, guys, this is a battle of number 5 versus number 7. Can the Miami Heretics take advantage of their most recent win this past weekend and carry that momentum forward against the Minnesota Rocker, who still is not up to par just yet, but still at the same time, they're kind of winning matches that they don't need to be winning, but they're winning them. And that's kind of helping their right now overall win-loss ratio. Yes, they're sitting at 6 wins, 11 losses, but the Heretics not far behind because they got 6 wins and only 9 losses. So it's going to be a difference maker nonetheless. And of course, Optic Texas, this is your number 3 and number 4 seed facing off against one another right here. Now, Optic does have the CDO points advantage with 160 over New York Subliners 120, but the Subliners do win. They itch a little bit closer to Optic this weekend, and by securing, hopefully, that number three spot. But again, Optic Texas, they looked fantastic throughout the entire series against Toronto. So Optic might be coming alive, and Atlanta FaZe has got to worry about Optic next. So this could be something interesting to look forward to during the Major 2 tournament. All right, guys, so we are switching gears on over to the Atlanta Falcons side of things. We are going to be talking about the recent quarterback signing of Kirk Cousins coming to yours truly, the Atlanta Falcons. So the deal is set to be in place for a 4-year, $180 million deal, which averages about $45 million per year. He gets $90 million over the first 2 years and $50 million to sign. So guys, Kirk Cousins definitely is bringing in some bank this week, or with this just this year in general, but particularly this week for free agency right here. And I like the signing. I really do. I'm going to get behind the quarterback regardless of who it is. Whether it was Justin Fields or Kirk Cousins or, you know, just whoever. We as a community, the Falcons fan base, need to start supporting the quarterback position a little bit more, because we were spoiled with the Matt Ryan era. We really were, and people took advantage of it and dissed on Matt Ryan, everything like that. So, Kirk Cousins, I'm not saying sit here saying that he is a Matt Ryan type player or better or worse, but he is a veteran and he knows a lot about the game. So, what better way is to have young, talented wide receivers, tight ends, running backs that can play different formations with a veteran quarterback who still has a cannon of an arm? So, I see this as a win-win deal right here. As I said in my Twitter post, that video that I posted a couple of days ago whenever I was leaving the gym, I do have some questions and concerns about Kirk Cousins, though. And that is that Achilles injury. Is that going to come back to haunt the Atlanta Falcons? Because for a lot of Falcons fans, we know what the injuries can stack up to be. And it kind of ruins our season. So is this going to haunt us long term? Of course, we're going to have to wait and see. I wouldn't think so, because Kirk Cousins has been out pretty much the entire season. Then it's going to be the off season. And you know, he's training that Achilles to, you know, like build it up and get it stronger. So I'm not particularly like just worried that it's going to like happen again, but it's just, if it does, what's going to be our backup plan? Who is our backup quarterback? No one knows right now. Is it going to be Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke? Who is going to be that backup quarterback? Who is it going to be? Logan Woodside, for all of that we know. Me personally, if I was handling this situation, Falcons are sitting at number 8th overall in this year's NFL draft. I'm going to sit here and go out on a limb and say that the Falcons still keep that number 8th overall spot and you select Jaden Daniels. Now, yes, Jaden Daniels might go before us, but hey, that's fine, because the next quarterback that I could potentially see in this Atlanta Falcons uniform is going to be Bo Nix. Yes, I know a lot of people are already got the pitchforks and, you know, Bell Hay on fire because, you know, I've already said that, but hear me out. Bo Nix, he has definitely benefited from those several years in college that he's been through, of course, through Auburn and, you know, Oregon. But he's definitely benefited. He's got a great IQ for the game. But of course, college is a lot different than the NFL. So why not have Bo Nix sit behind Kirk Cousins and study him for 4 years? I mean, that's how we did back in the good old days of the NFL. You know, you let your rookie quarterback sit behind, you know, the Tom Brady's or the Brett Favre's, Peyton Manning's for 2 to 3 years, and then boom, ship them off. Or if that quarterback does get hurt, boom, they know a little bit more than what they did coming into the league, and they can kind of keep that momentum going, is what I'm saying. So, if not Jaden Daniels, definitely Bo Nix. But if it was up to me, I say draft a quarterback regardless of this Kirk Cousins deal. Just for the simple fact of that Achilles injury could happen again, and the Falcons would just be screwed. We really would be, especially signing the $180 million. I mean, that, come on now. And I'm already going to go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Yes, I know people are pissed that the Falcons passed up on Lamar Jackson for $200 million on a 4-year deal, but we got Kirk Cousins on $180 million for a 4-year deal. You got to think, that was the old regime. If this was the Raheem Morris and Terry Fontenot situation right now, maybe we would have got Lamar Jackson. Not sitting here saying that we would have, but maybe if Raheem Morris was our head coach. But we had Arthur Smith, and Arthur Smith stuck by Desmond Ridder, and that's why we did not end up with Lamar Jackson. It was close, though, but still, we did not end up with Lamar Jackson. He stayed in Baltimore, and look what he did. He led his team to the AFC Championship game. But that's past news right here. Hopefully with this Kirk Cousins signing, we can have a Matthew Stafford type-ish kind of season where he just comes into comes into the LA Rams and, you know, damn wins the Super Bowl at their home stadium. Now, of course, I know the Super Bowl is not at our home stadium. It's in New Orleans, if I'm not mistaken. But hey, hopefully we have that type of season where Kirk Cousins comes in for the very first season under the red and black and wins us a Super Bowl. I would not be disappointed in that. I would love that, really. We'll just have to wait and see. But guys, at the end of the day, Kirk Cousins is our quarterback. Whether you like it or not, he is going to be in that Falcons uniform for 4 years. So let me know what you think, guys, on Twitter at @MMSDCMorgan or just Morgan Man Sports on all your preferred social media platforms. But guys, I sure hope you did enjoy it. If you did, make sure to like button wherever you are listening from: iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcasts, GoodPodHQ, or on YouTube. Don't forget to hit the like button, follow, again, everything. It does tremendously help out, guys. And I cannot do this without your support. But until then, I, Kim Morgan, will catch you all later. Peace.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name. And we're still here.